Now, a long-awaited report into what triggered and fueled last summer's riots in England is published this morning. It blames poor parenting and a lack of opportunities for young people as two of the main reasons for the worst public disorder in the UK for a generation. Well, let's speak to John Foster. John is 19, and at the time of the riots, he helped clear up his local church group. And John joins me this morning. Morning to you, John.
Morning.
So what made you want to help out after those riots?
A lot of it was just the fact that it was, you know, our city, and you know, we felt sort of almost compelled, really, that if our community was sort of looking how it was, that, you know, the next morning after those riots, that something needed to be done, and we didn't have anything really that was keeping us from going into the city centre, so we did.
And did you feel part of this group that were very much being identified as the trouble causers for these riots?
Myself, not particularly, because I'm sort of a student at the moment. I study in London, and sort of, you know, I was just at home in Birmingham for the summer. So that kind of wasn't really sort of...
It was your age group, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And how did you feel about that? Did you feel that youngsters were being persecuted?
I think there's a lot of issues around the sort of, you know, young people feeling that their voices are heard. And I was chatting to a friend of mine who's a sort of youth worker with some people who are actually involved in the riots in London. And she was saying that really the guys she works with, they just didn't feel they were getting their voice heard at all until the riots. But now that since the riots, they're actually feeling much more like people are listening to them because they're scared that riots are going to happen again. So, you know, I think it's a lot to do with young people feeling that they're being ignored or not listened to.
So ironically, did some good come out of this, do you think?
I think it probably has done. Obviously, riots happening at all were a bad thing, but I think it's probably highlighted some issues that we really do need to address as a society and in some communities in particular.
And the two things that I mentioned in the introduction, which this report has blamed, is poor parenting and a lack of opportunities. Do you think those two alone can contribute to what happened across the UK last year?
Definitely not alone, but I think they do. I mean, parenting, it's obviously a really easy one to point the finger at. And I think quite often in a lot of the sort of families where people have come from who are rioting, they're sort of lacking sort of male role models and father figures there. Because, I mean, there's plenty of reports that are out into this already that just sort of highlight so many single parent families just not having that sort of father figure as a male role model.
I suppose the majority of the country won't come into contact with a lot of these people. Is it something that, you know, you experience through your church group or through the life that you lead?
Slightly. Probably less so these days. But yeah, no, I have been involved sort of working with charities and sort of youth charities that do get involved.
Because it describes 500,000 forgotten families. The description is they bump along the bottom of society. What do you think we can do to make them feel more part of society and avoid a repeat of this?
Yeah, I think there's some great stuff going on already. But I mean, one of the things that sort of I think the report mentioned was that the people who didn't riot, who was the sort of, you know, the exact demographics whose friends were rioting, they didn't riot because they felt they had something to lose, whether that was, you know, a career plan or a job opportunity that they had to go to or a sort of a good group within their community. That's why they didn't riot. So I think there just needs to be sort of a look at what we can do to get these sort of people who were rioting more involved with a stake in their own community, whether that's through the involvement of charities or whether that's through, you know, other things. I mean, a lot of it is kind of at risk, I think, of funding cuts these days. But then a lot of it is where we can really see the sort of step up of what I guess would be called big society and the sort of the charitable organisations getting involved.
John, thanks for joining us this morning. John Foster, he's 19. At the time of the riots, he helps clear up with his local church group. And we'll have more on that story this morning just after 8.